WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And we'll have our Fun Friday question coming up for you. And we can certainly use a little fun after all the things that have gone on this week. And we'll take your calls at 508-996-0500, your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I apologize if my voice cracks a little bit. Today, as someone who sleeps with a CPAP machine, if you let a little bit of air in, you don't have a tight enough seal, you get this dry kind of lump in the back of your throat you can't get rid of, and that's what I'm dealing with this morning. So apologies if my voice cracks or if it doesn't sound right in your ear. I mean, I can't imagine it sounds right in your ear anytime. That's the thing, is most people hate the sound of their own voice. But most radio people love the sound of their own voice. I'm actually in the former rather than the latter. I don't think that I have a good voice at all. So that's why I get self-conscious if it's going to crack up. Like, sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your ears. But anyway, so there is a lot that we can talk about. There was a story that I saw on WPRI. In fact, it just came back up again. Central Chevrolet is offering a live streaming camera of the Big E. So as you get ready to head up to the Big E, or if you're not going to be able to make it, you can watch what's going on while you're there. Now, I've never been to the Big E. It starts on Sunday. I'm sorry, it starts today, and it runs through Sunday, September 28th. So from now to the end of the month. You can go check out the Big E. I've never been. But I was thinking, you know, maybe I might go check it out. The appeal of it to me is, I love fairs. But I love whenever there's a hodgepodge of things kind of all thrown together. And that's what it's always sounded like to me. So we were talking about some of the foods before. So maybe this year might be the year I have to go up and check it out. Usually I'm just too busy, and we'll see how this month shakes out, the rest of this month shakes out. But if you've been, you know, send me all your recommendations. Tim@WBSM.com, or you can send me an app chat or an open line voicemail. Send me all your recommendations so that if I do go, I'll know what I have to do and what I have to see. Also, yesterday, I thought this was kind of funny. I wrote up a little article about it, but I've noticed lately a lot of businesses are getting into the social media game with definitely more fun, definitely more humor. And I think that what's basically happening is things that people put on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, probably those two more than anything. But even TikTok to some degree is becoming almost background noise in people's lives. So they still open up the app, they still scroll. But when they do that, they're not really zeroing in on things necessarily. It's become, there's so many ads now on social media that your eyes kind of glaze over a little bit if you're scrolling through and you're seeing, you know, story, regular post. And if businesses are putting out just an ad, just a graphic ad or a post about something, it's not, they're not really getting the same traction out of it that they used to. And by the way, just let me point out, if your idea of running your business is all you need is a Facebook page, you're doing it wrong. And I'm not the expert in that, but I've learned that over the years that I've worked here. And if you are running a business with just a Facebook page, then please reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com, so I can set you up with Michael Nelson, who works in our website division, and he can explain to you why you need a website, why you need to be able to get yourself high up on Google, because your Facebook page isn't going to do that for you. But we have all the tools here to do that, and he can help you out. Like I said, he's the expert. He knows everything about that. And when I say expert, I don't mean just like, oh, he's the guy that knows about websites that we hired to build websites for WBSM's clients. No, this is like he's the top person in the company across the country for this stuff. And he works right here, right next to the studio. His office is right across from mine. And he can explain it to you. And he's also a guy who, you know, if, you know, it doesn't work out for you and now is not the time to do anything, he's happy that he at least gave you that knowledge and now you know about it, so that when you are ready to do something, it'll be in the back of your mind as something that you've got to get done. And then he's always there to take that call when you're ready. So again, reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com. I'll set you up with him. And you can talk more about that. And any kind of advertising solutions that you need, it's not just about being on the radio with us. We do so much more. Having a radio commercial is just one aspect of what we can do for people, for businesses. But we can get you on our websites, which are seen by literally millions of people every month. We can get you on everybody else's websites. We can get you across the internet. So all of those things that you hear as the buzzwords and the new concepts in digital marketing, we do all that. So why go reach out to a national company when you can talk to somebody right here and get that done? So again, just reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com, if you're interested in any of that, and I'll set you up with the right people. It's not me. There's some things I can help you with, but for all of this stuff, I'm going to turn you over to the experts. And we have them here. But anyway, so many businesses know that they're not getting the same traction out of just putting up a Facebook post. So they're trying to become a little bit more creative with it. And that's why you're seeing a thing like the Emerald Square Mall, which is, you know, in a lot of people's minds, a dead mall. They have started this new marketing approach where they're trying to have fun in they're putting up reels, which are these little short videos. They're creating things that are fun and engaging to spread the word about all the things that they're improving over at the mall. And I think that that's a great approach. Especially when you have that diversity of things now. So it's not like when you walk into a mall now, even the Dartmouth Mall, which is still a traditional mall in that sense, because they're doing fine. They've got tenants. There's people in the mall all the time. They just had new stores opening, more to come. Chick-fil-A, I believe, opens today. So you've got all of this life at that mall, but other malls aren't experiencing the same kind of response. So they've had to take a different approach. If you look at the former Independence Mall, now known as the Kingston Collection, I remember when that opened. I lived in Plymouth when that opened. And that was a big deal, because before that, we would go to the Hanover Mall, which still wasn't far. It was probably like 25 minutes to get from my house to the Hanover Mall. But it wasn't the same as having the Independence Mall 10 minutes from home. Even when I lived in Wareham, you know, there was a time that I lived in East Wareham. I could use some back roads and get to the Kingston Mall in 10, 15 minutes. That was in my Trans Am, though, on dirt roads. It was not smart. But anyway, the Independence Mall, like most other malls, hit hard times. And then it became the Kingston Collection, where it was more just like, let's think outside the box. Let's not worry about getting in the Gap and PacSun and some of these other places. Like, no, let's not worry about that. Let's just focus on our anchors, and then we can have some other smaller businesses inside. And they did that, and then the anchors went away too. And so now it's pretty much all of these small. So basically, I described this to somebody who grew up with me in Plymouth. I said, this has gone from being what the Independence Mall was to now it's basically just a bigger version of what Cordage Park used to be, which was just you would walk in and there'd be these random shops. Very Kilburn Millish, except they were a little bit large. Well, no, probably about the same size. But the building wasn't as vast. I shouldn't say that. The space in the building in which they put these shops wasn't as vast. And I think that's kind of like the prototype of turning an old factory into a mall. But that's what they've got to do now, because nobody was going to the Independence Mall, but, you know, people, I guess, are going to the Kingston Collection. It's not like it's as busy as the mall ever was, but it's still viable. I know somebody who had a business in there and said they did perfectly fine. They ended up moving it because they just kind of grew and wanted to have a bigger space. But the interesting thing about this approach, though, is it creates a lot of creative opportunities. So you shouldn't be doing Facebook posts where you're saying, okay, well, here we are at the Kingston Collection. Come on down to the Kingston Collection. We've got this, we've got this, we've got that, we've got this and that. It should be, let's focus on these individual stores. Like this time, let's put a post up about this place or an item in this place. And you see that creativity coming in, and then you get more of a response from folks. So I think that that's a smart way to do business. And with that in mind, one local market in East Bridgewater decided to have some fun with the whole market basket drama. As you know, the other day, Tuesday, Arthur T. Demoulas was fired as CEO by the board of directors. And, you know, all the drama that's been going on, they accused him of, you know, running the chain without consulting the board and operating autonomously and withholding budget information and expenditure information and trying to create this plan of succession where his family gets to stay in power and not the offspring of his sisters. It's like a small scale version of Succession on HBO. It's crazy. But Crocetti's Market in East Bridgewater took advantage of that and said, RDT, you need a job? Come work for us. We've got an open position. We would love to grow our stores like you grew Market Basket. And so I thought that was pretty funny. So I just wrote up a little article about it. You can read it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But I was thinking about it. Like, imagine if he did take them up on that. What if he said, you know what? Fine. You want to kick me out of this? I'm going to go work with this other chain. I'm going to make them as big as Market Basket. Now, Crocetti's is a small family-owned market. You know, I don't know that there's scale up there. But they've scaled that business up themselves over the years. They started in the same year as Market Basket did. In 1917, the Crocetti family launched their market. And in 1917, the Demoulas family launched their market. And so they've been around for the same amount of time. But while Market Basket was expanding and growing into supermarkets and a chain of supermarkets and all that, you know, Crocetti's kind of just expanded what it is that they did at their market. So they started putting out, because they're also a butcher shop, they started putting out meats. They started putting out, you know, restaurant supply stuff. In fact, so they have the Oakdale Packaging Company. That's their like meat distribution and distribution of other items kind of branch. And when I worked, I'm going to tell you all this now because we kept this a secret for a long time. But when I worked at Mill Pond Diner, so from 1993 or 4 to 2012, everybody would rave about how good our home fries were. And they would say, you have the best home fries, the most perfectly seasoned home fries. How do you get these home fries so good? Like, what's your recipe for the seasoning? And we always would tell people, it's a secret recipe. We can't tell you. But it really wasn't. We didn't do anything to it. We bought it from Crocetti's Oakdale Packaging Company. It was their home fry spice mix. That's all that it was. And surprisingly, not a lot of other restaurants, I guess, were using it because nobody else had home fries like us. So sure, it also comes in how you cook them and all that kind of stuff too, but that was the seasoning. And when my best friend growing up, he worked with me at the diner, and when he went away to college and wasn't going to be working at the diner anymore, he ordered himself, I don't even know what the size was, but you know, a multi-pound bucket of that home fry seasoning, and he took that with him. So he had it at his house when he was living in the dorm, but then, you know, he would keep coming back and getting more. So I don't know when the last time was he got some, but because I haven't worked there in forever. But I told him exactly where to go to get it, so he might still be ordering it from them. I'll have to ask him. But that's what it was. It was the Oakdale Packaging Company's home fry spice mix. It was just, it came in a big container, and then we would just, you know, take it out of that big container and put it into a little shaker. And that's what we would put on the home fries. I mean, you also got to use the right amount and all of that. But it was great. So maybe if RDT does take them up on their offer, we can start seeing that on the shelves everywhere. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We'll be right back.
A TikTok challenge lands a Rhode Island teen in the hospital. Possible deaths of two women in California being investigated. And has NASA found ancient life on Mars?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A man is hospitalized after taking part in a TikTok challenge, according to the North Smithfield, Rhode Island Fire and Rescue Service. The 18-year-old and a 16-year-old poured gasoline on themselves, then lit themselves on fire and jumped off a bridge into the water below. The incident happened on Saturday at Slatersville Reservoir. The older teen suffered second and third degree burns. The younger boy was not injured. Ghana is agreeing to accept West African nationals deported from the U.S., according to President John Dramani Mahama. 14 deportees have already arrived, and the government facilitated their return to their home countries. Mahama did not specify how many deportees he would accept, but he justified his decision by saying West Africans, quote, don't need a visa anyway to come to Ghana. The Trump administration has approached a number of African governments, including South Sudan and Rwanda, about accepting deportees. One person is dead, five others injured following a mass shooting yesterday morning in Tampa.
Our detectives are scouring through leads, but we do know that there's witnesses out there. We need those witnesses to come forward. No matter how small of a detail, it could make a significant impact in this case.
That's Police Chief Lee Burkaw. He says that three of the victims were found at an apartment complex. Police picked up two others nearby. A sixth went to the hospital later on. Burkaw says the five surviving victims are cooperating with the investigation. Police believe that this may have stemmed from a previous dispute. NASA says it's found possible evidence of an ancient life on Mars. On Wednesday, the agency held a news conference about a rock that was collected in July of 2024 by NASA's Perseverance rover. Officials say the sample, dubbed Sapphire Canyon, appears to contain evidence of past microbial life on the red planet. Acting NASA Administrator Sean Duffy said the scientists tell him that they can't find another explanation for what appears to be leopard spots and other indications of past life on the rock. NASA said the only way to confirm the findings is to return the sample to Earth. The deaths of two women whose bodies were discovered in cars this week in California, both being investigated as homicides.
On Monday, a woman's decomposed body was found in the trunk of a Tesla in a tow yard in Hollywood. The car belongs to singer David, who is cooperating with the investigation. On Tuesday, the remains of another woman were found in a scorched Honda Civic in a tow yard in South L.A. Police say the family of that woman had filed a missing persons report. Her body was partially burned. Authorities do not believe that the cases are related. I'm Mark Neufeld.
Best-selling author John Grisham set to publish a nonfiction book about Texas death row inmate Robert Roberson.
He testified at a hearing last year in Austin.
There are a lot of innocent people in prison, and that's why I do this work. That's why I get involved in these cases.
His book will be called Shaken, The Rush to Execute an Innocent Man, and it will focus on the highly debated science behind shaken baby syndrome. It was used to convict Roberson for the death of his daughter. An execution date is set for next month. The book comes out in June. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
So you're walking down the streets of Paris or dining on a cafe patio, and suddenly a flash mob performance of Bohemian Rhapsody breaks out. That's what happened recently in a city block, and the video has gone viral since it was posted earlier in the week. The video begins with three female singers and a male singer opening upstairs windows and performing the opening verse, then joined by pianist Julian Cohen. With the piano in the middle of the square, lead singer Mickey Castillo arrives in a carriage, and other singers and musicians join in. The performance marked the 50th anniversary of when Queen began recording the song.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the Yankees at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Patriots take on the Dolphins Sunday at 1.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good morning and happy Friday, everyone. Waking up to temperatures in the mid to upper 50s this morning on the South Coast, and plenty of sunshine here. Clouds decreasing throughout the morning, leaving us with a stellar afternoon. Not just mostly sunny, but pretty comfortable, largely in the low 70s. So a little bit cooler than where we were yesterday afternoon and a little below average. But for this time of year, we're getting into fall. It's September. Hey, maybe you want to wear a sweatshirt. Well, you'll be able to do that at least as we move into the evening and we get back down into the 60s and eventually the 50s once again. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back. And, you know, speaking of Stevie's Wine and Spirits, it's a great place to go at this time of year when we have what Christina was talking about, you know, where some days it feels like fall, some days it still feels like summer, and they've got a little bit of everything over there for that. So if it's a summery kind of day and you're looking for something that is more of a summertime beverage, well, they've got all of the beers and seltzers that you love. They've got some interesting mixed cocktail drinks, ready-to-drink cocktails that you haven't tried yet. Everybody's raving about the new Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre concoction, the Gin and Juice collection. They have those there. They have what they call their patio pounders. So if you're just going to be hanging out and partying with friends, the perfect thing to be drinking. And I've found so many great ready-to-drink cocktails there. And everything you can possibly think of is now in a can. And they'll have it over there at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. But as the weather gets a little bit colder, and maybe you're like, well, you know what? I think I need a nice bourbon today. They've got all of that, too. You can go into the whiskey room and see all of their great selections, stuff that you won't find anywhere else, and stuff that is at a much better price than you'll find at other places. And maybe you just want to join the Rack House Club for the fall and the winter. That's okay, too. Sign up, and then every month you get a different bourbon, whiskey, or rye in your bag, and you just pay the same price, monthly price, every month. Sometimes you get some other things in there. And for example, this month's bag, it's late enough. If you haven't picked it up already, I'm not spoiling the surprise. But It was the new Four Walls Irish American whiskey, which was put out by the guys from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And it's a mixture of Irish whiskey and American rye. It's fantastic. And then also in the bag was everything that you need to make a Manhattan out of that. So your bitters, your vermouth. And so that's what they do at Stevie's with those Rackhouse Club is they try to make it a fun thing. It's not just about whatever the bottle is you're getting. It's about the fun that you can have with it. So you can sign up for that. And then when you go in, you go in every month and make the payment and get your bag. It doesn't come out of your account automatically. There's no sign up charge or anything. So you can just be a member when you want to be. Stop in and find out more at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And don't forget, it's also the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy anything that has a Purple Dot next to it on the shelf. So it is Fun Friday. By the way, speaking of Stevie's Wine and Spirits, we still have tickets to see Mount Joy to give away today, our final pair. You can enter to win at WBSM.com and the WBSM app, and that is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. But it is Fun Friday, which is brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And right now, Dee's is celebrating 40 years by putting up a different hot dog each day on their social media for you to try, different combination of flavors. And I think I might head over there today and try this idea that I've had in my head to combine some of my favorites. It may be delicious. It may be terrible. But I'll report back. But it is Fun Friday. And that means we have our Fun Friday question. And so today is National Video Games Day. It's a day to recognize any kind of video game, whether it be, you know, if you're playing something on an old Atari 2600 or a PlayStation 5 or a mobile app on your phone. You know, it's all about celebrating video games. But I want to take it kind of beyond that. Because I know, you know, some of the people in the audience have probably never even played a video game. Although you probably have and just not realized it. But just because you didn't go out and buy a gaming system doesn't mean you haven't played a video game. But today's Fun Friday question is, what is your favorite game? It can be a board game, a video game, a card game, a sport, an activity. Whatever it is, I want to hear it. What is your favorite game? 508-996-0500, app chat or open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I think most people out there know that I bowl. And so, yes, I like bowling. Absolutely, that would be on my list. I actually did pretty good last night for being only the second week. But, yes, I've always liked bowling, but I liked it before as an activity. As a thing that I would just go out and do with my friends. Something that wasn't really, I wasn't competitive in. It was just something to do. But now I am in the league, so it's taken on a different form for me. I mean, we're still not good, but it gives you a little bit something more. It's more than just going out there and spending time. It's now become competition. So that's certainly my favorite, I guess, sport that I play, because it's the only thing that I play. But my favorite sport to watch, my favorite game to watch is basketball. I love football. Baseball, I'm like, meh. Never been a hockey person. Never been a soccer person. But certainly, you know, I'll watch every Patriots game or a random football game that's on. And I don't get to watch nearly as much basketball as I used to like to, but I'll watch, you know, when the Celtics in the playoffs, I'll watch the whole playoff run. And then catch games where I can throughout the course of the season. Board games? Well, I like Trivial Pursuit. I do like chess, although I'm not, like, super good at it. I don't like Monopoly at all. And card games, I'm not really a big card game person. I can't say the name of it, but I used to like to playing the game where you had to lie about what cards you had. And then somebody else could call you out on it. That game was fun. But most of the time, you know, if somebody's like, hey, you want to play cards? I'm like, no. No, I don't know a lot of the games, and I get bored with them pretty quick. And another activity that I like is when we used to have, my backyard barbecue every year for a combination of my son's birthday and Father's Day, we'd pull out the badminton net, and those games would get pretty competitive. I always liked playing that. That's for some reason, that was a game that even when I was, you know, big, huge guy, I would be running around, diving, jumping around. That would be where we would, you know, end up getting hurt. People say, how could you get hurt playing badminton? But we took it very seriously. And air hockey, that's another thing that my family takes very, very seriously. 508-996-0500. What is your favorite game? You can send in an app chat message or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. You can call in 508-996-0500. You can also comment on our Facebook page as well. It's all part of Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. We'll take a break here and be right back. Welcome back in. The sun is coming out. It's shining. And that means you might be thinking about going solar. But as I always say, you know, you probably have questions about how it all works. Well, the thing is, see, Isaacson Solar, they've been around for 8 years now here on the South Coast, helping people go solar. And one of the things that people love about them is that they explain everything so well. It's a simple to understand concept when you have them explaining it to you. And Ryan from Isaacson put up a great video on the Isaacson Solar Facebook page where they show you an actual active Tesla solar tile and they show you how it works. They show you exactly how the energy, how the sun rays comes in and how it converts to energy. And it's fascinating. You can check that out on the Isaacson Solar Facebook page where you can also see a lot of the work that they've done on people's homes, on their businesses, and you can see exactly how it will look on your home. And it may be on the roof, it may be somewhere in the yard, it may be on the garage. There's a lot of different options. They could even build you a carport right now so that when the snow comes this winter, your car is protected and your carport is helping to generate electricity. So find out about all of that by going to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, and setting up an appointment for them to come out and talk with you. Isaacson, isaacsonsolar.com. And make sure you follow that Facebook page too, because even if you are not thinking right now about going solar, this way here you can stay up to date on all of the latest happenings in the industry and what it can do for you so that at least you'll be armed with that knowledge. And don't forget, those tax credits are expiring at the end of the year. So if you want to take advantage of those by going solar, now is the time to call Isaacson's. Make sure you get them to come out and install those solar panels before the weather turns. IsaacsonSolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, IsaacsonSolar.com. All right, I also want to let you know about something else too, because we have all of the ongoing discussions with the Board of Health, the final meeting for the discussion on the Parallel Products South Coast Renewables project, where they're probably going to make their decision, is going to happen on Tuesday, September 16th at 6 p.m. And this is going to be a hybrid meeting. So you can attend in person at Pulaski School, or you can attend via Zoom. And the Citizens Against Parallel Products Project group will be there in person. So there'll be plenty of people there. You won't be the only one if you want to go to Pulaski School at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. But if you want to take part via Zoom, we'll give you all that information next week. And then if you want to get it now, just let me know and I'll send me an email, tim@wbsm.com. I'll forward it to you. But then I just don't want to post it up now and have people forget about it. And besides, it's probably better if you're there in person, if you can be. That'll be Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Pulaski School. All right, I got one more break I got to get in here before the end of the hour. Stick around. And welcome back. And if your cereal box is talking to you, though,